This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Jesse Walter Bishop was 15 years old when he committed his first armed robbery. Those of you that have a teenager or have had teenagers, try to imagine your 15-year-old committing an armed robbery. Not just a robbery, but an armed robbery. It was the beginning of a life of crime for him that would go on for 27 years till he was 42 years of age when he was executed by the state of Nevada for a murder that he'd committed 2 years earlier. When he was being led away to, at the time it was the gas chamber in Nevada, here's what he said: "This is just one more step down the road I've been heading all my life. Let's go. This is just one more step down the road I've been heading all my life. Let's go." As depressing and as pathetic and as sad as that statement is, there are people all over this country and churches all over this country who have a similar sadness about their lives, that everything in their life is just one more step down a road that ends nowhere. This is just one more step in the road that I have no idea where it's going. I'll talk about that toward the end of the message, about people traveling on a road to nowhere. But does that describe you? We're going to read something today that I think is one of the most important passages in all of the Bible for this reason. I meet people all the time who believe that Christianity is a matter of comparative difference. What do I mean by that? They believe that you're a nice guy, but if you would come to Christ, you would be an even nicer person. You know, you're a pretty nice woman, but if you started going to church and you became a Christian, you would be an even nicer person. And I tell people all the time, Christianity is not a matter of comparative difference. It's a matter of life and death. It really is. And that's not just melodramatic for the sake of being melodramatic. We're going to read today where Paul says it this way. He said, "You're either dead in your trespasses and sins, or you have been made alive in Christ." There's no gray area. So many people want options. You know, give me 5 or 10 options. Tell me there's more than one of two choices. And yet today, explicitly and powerfully, the Apostle Paul, get this, is going to say something that will change a man's life just by hearing it today. I really believe that. That there will be a man in this service, as there were in the first two services, who just heard what I read. They didn't hear anything else, but they heard this change their life. And there'll be a woman here today. I really believe it's possible. Just hearing what I'm going to read today can change your life as a life changer. It's in the book of Ephesians. As we continue the series, today's message, Dead or Alive, we're in chapter 2, verse 1. Paul says this: "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us to do."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.